Proclamation number 7934 of 4th of July, 1961. God, love, truth are one. I want to take you all into my school. I myself want to instruct you. You shall receive clarification from me so that you can also be certain that the truth will be presented to you. But this always necessitates your free will. It necessitates your desire for the truth. The fact that I keep mentioning the same is only intended to prove to you the importance of your having to desire the truth. I cannot convey it to you without your desire. That is, you will not be able to recognize it as truth until you are filled with desire for it, because this is also part of my law of eternal order, that I will not make your will unfree. But this would be the case if you were forcibly led to the truth without feeling the slightest desire for it yourselves. And the desire must therefore be within you, because such desire also includes your desire to draw closer to me myself. Whatever you desire, you also try to join, and the union with me is the aim you should reach in earthly life. Yet only few people inwardly consider whether they really live in truth, whether the spiritual knowledge they are taught in the traditional way really corresponds to the truth. And in the same way, only few people seriously strive for unification with me, and this in turn makes the supply of truth necessary. But it is the last time before the end. People no longer change, i.e., they themselves no longer strive for change. Therefore I nevertheless bring the truth closer to them and try everything to occupy their thoughts, to stimulate them to think about where the pure truth can be found. I address people through my messengers who bring them my word on my behalf. I try to win them all as my disciples who gladly and willingly allow themselves to be taught by me. And once they have listened to me, they will also noticeably feel the strength of my word and no longer want to do without it. And then they will also be willing to listen to me, to receive the truth from me, and then they will also receive the blessing of truth, for it leads to me because it originated from me myself. For truth and I are one. But love and I are also one. Therefore, love must also be where truth is to enter, for one cannot be thought of without the other. For love is the fire which radiates the light. And light is recognizing the truth. Light is wisdom from God. Where love prevails, error will never be able to prevail, for the light of love exposes error. Where love is, I myself am as eternal love. And where I am, only truth can take hold. And if you desire truth, then you desire me myself, and then you will also always be active in love, because then you will be in the same element from which you were created, for you once emerged from my love, and you were permeated by my love and stood in brightest light. You recognize the truth. Due to your apostasy from me, you also lost your knowledge. You no longer recognized the truth as such and fell prey to error, as my adversaries share. Yet I call to you again and again, come to me and let me teach you, so that you will walk in truth again and now also take the right path which will lead you to the aim. Truth alone illuminates the path for you, and therefore I also want to give you the light, because there is not much time left and you should still perfect yourselves in earthly life and can do so if the light shines from me, if you let yourselves be taught by me myself, if you listen to me myself when my word sounds to you through my messengers. Again and again I guide the truth down to earth because every error means danger for you. But whether you accept the truth from me is determined by your free will. But again and again I enlighten you as to the consequences for you if you don't pay attention to the pure truth from me, if you are satisfied with spiritual knowledge whose origin you are unable to ascertain. Always remember that the adversary has great power before the end and that he truly also uses this power. For you grant him the power yourselves instead of keeping away from him and striving towards me myself through will and deed. For this reason I can only ever warn and admonish you but not compulsorily direct your will so that it strives towards me myself. For this reason I can certainly offer you the truth but I cannot force you to accept it. For you must make the final decision yourselves, and you will not have much time left to do so. Amen.